When I think of this lady here, I think of two things, or three. First thing I think about is a pillar. One that's full of strength.
Amen.
Something that's always there. You don't never see it leave. It's just there, structure. The second thing I think about is thinking about the rolling off of incense. About how the sweet smelling savor will fuck up her life.
Lord Jesus.
And the third thing I think about is kindness. This woman is one of the kindest,
yes, Lord,
and sweetest people I have ever met.
Yes, Lord.
And that is justified the word of God talking about meekness and humility and sweetness. I want you to put your hands together for this mighty woman of God. Sister.
Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. We have been having a wonderful time this week, haven't we? Every service has been power-packed, and we thank God for each minister that's been here.
Yes.
We have got a wonderful group of people.
Amen.
Senior Pastor Dennis Gardner is one of the greatest men of God I know. Pastor Martina Gardner, I am so thankful that she is here, that she is in his life. She is a blessing to him, to this church, and to me, and I thank God for her. Brother Relliford, Pastor Relliford, I have known him, it seems like, forever. And he is one of the most kindest men I've ever known as well. And Pastor Arnice, we've been together for a long time doing all kinds of stuff together. So I thank God for her. And Pastor Keys, I thank God for you. We've been together a long time too. And he's a mighty man of God.
Yes,
so
Lord.
We have been having a wonderful time.
Yes,
man.
Now, if you would turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 3, 10, and 13. It says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made or become manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. We are all going to be tried by fire.
Amen.
And it's going to prove what we're made of. Here the scripture is saying that gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, all of these things are perishable. Mm-hmm. All material things are perishable, and they will be destroyed by the fire.
Yeah.
But if we build our foundation on Christ Jesus, our works will be revealed or disclosed by the fire. Now, my brother and I, we were watching this program. And this program shows how blacksmiths create weapons such as swords and knives out of different metals. This program is called Forged in Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a forge is a furnace consisting of a special hearth where metal is heated before shaping. And forged means to form the metal by heating it in a forge. And beating and hammering it into shape. Afterward, it's tested to see how strong it is. And if it's not very strong, sometimes it goes back in the fire. Now, haven't we all felt like we've been hammered on and beaten up a lot? Sometimes it seems like we just get through one thing and something else comes along.
Amen.
We try to do everything right, and yet some things just go wrong. We lose a loved one. We face sickness. We face financial problems. A lot of people have trouble at home. No doubt about it, life is hard. Everyone is going through something. Some people think just because they go to church and they pray and serve God that He's just going to come down and take care of everything for them. But that's not the way it works.
Well, no.
He never said He would make our problems go away. He said He would be there with us in our problems.
Amen.
Now look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These young Hebrews, along with Daniel, had been taken hostage to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar. Their actual names were then changed to Babylonian names, such as Hananiah, which means the Lord is gracious, was changed to Shadrach. Mishael, which means who is what God is, was changed to Meshach. Azariah, which means the Lord has helped, was changed to Abednego. But you know, even though their names were changed, their faith in God didn't change. Although the world they knew it had changed, their faith didn't. Even in their captivity, they used that time to learn to grow. They built their lives on the foundation of Christ Jesus and not upon perishable things. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't spend time griping and complaining about what they had lost. They looked ahead at what they could gain from their experience. And anything we go through is an experience that teaches us. They remained faithful to God no matter what. They went through and that look what God did. After much instruction, these young men went from being hostages to being set over the affairs of Babylon. It looked like they had made it. Everything seemed to be going good, and then it happened. That's a lot like us. Everything's going great. We got no worries. We got no problems. Life is good. Then suddenly something happens. And like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we find ourselves in the fire.
Yes, ma'am.
But we don't have to be afraid of the fire. Remember, when Moses saw the burning bush, God called out to him in the midst of the fire. Now, fire is hot, and it's both positive and negative, as well as death and destruction. But it symbolizes refining and purifying, as well as death and destruction. But in this case, it symbolized the great, radiant, anointed glory of God. Can this mean that in every fiery trial we have, God is with us? We can see the radiant glory of God in the midst of it. Does it prove that God is not trying to destroy us with fire, but only to purify us and shape us into what we should be? When King Nebuchadnezzar gave the order for everyone to bow down to the golden image he had erected, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused. They stood firm in their faith, even though they knew the circumstances. They said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up."
Come on now.
Now, did you notice how everything was plural? They were together in their decision. They were saying we. They were saying our. They were saying us.
Yeah.
They were together. They were operating in corporate anointing.
Come on.
They minded the same principles, and they were in total agreement.
Yes.
All three of them trusted God and were willing to die for their beliefs. Imagine what would have happened if they had their own ideas and went their own separate ways. We would have never seen an example of corporate anointing in action. But these men were strong and courageous, especially together in the Lord. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee."
Yeah.
They were fully persuaded that nothing would separate them from the love of God. Not life, not death, not principalities, not powers, not things present or things to come. And they definitely knew what was to come if they refused to obey the king's order. But they didn't care what the king said. They refused to be intimidated by the fire. How many times have we been intimidated by the fiery trials that we face?
Yes, yes.
We let fear dictate our actions. We look at our situations. We get rattled. But when the word of God comes alive inside of us, we can make it.
Amen.
Yeah. Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were bound. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. The fire was so hot that it killed the men who put them there. But you know, when Nebuchadnezzar looked inside, the Bible said that he was a stone. He was surprised, startled, or stunned at what he saw. Isn't it amazing that he was that close that he could see inside the furnace and yet the fire didn't burn him? But the men who put him in, who put them in there, they were killed by the fire.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Nebuchadnezzar, he asked his counselors, he says, hey, didn't we put three bound men in the fire? And you know, when they answered him, yeah, we put three in there. He said, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and the fourth one is the form of the Son of God. Have you ever wondered how he knew that?
Yes.
Maybe throughout the years he saw God in Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can't live a godly life and not expect people to see God in you.
Right.
Your lifestyle is a testament to who you are. And these men lived a life pleasing unto God. They didn't back down on their beliefs. And Nebuchadnezzar, he saw that.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the furnace again, and again he wasn't burned. He called for them to come forth, and when these men came out of that furnace, the fire had no power over their bodies.
Come on now.
Not a hair on their head was singed, and they didn't even smell like smoke.
Come on now.
Their God had delivered them, and King Nebuchadnezzar witnessed it.
Oh, my Lord.
He said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He even made a decree that there is no other God that can deliver. And then you know what? After all he put them through, and after he saw what they were made of, he promoted them. These men were forged in fire, and so are we. Jeremiah 23:29 says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? You know, this may be saying that this is like a man who doesn't have a humbled heart that is not melted by the word of God as a fire. And he can only have the hammer of the anointed word breaking into pieces.
Oh, no. Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar's heart was hard at first, then it was broken into pieces.
Come on now.
He saw the miracle in the fire, and he was astonished at the greatness of God. When we are forged in fire, it creates a change in our attitude and a change in our situation.
Man.
There's a story about some missionaries in Russia during the time it was against the law for Christians to worship freely. In order to worship God, they had to get together in secret to do this. One night they were together. They were studying the Bible when suddenly the door burst open and in came three big, huge Russian soldiers with guns. One of the soldiers, he said, anyone who isn't a Christian, you can just leave. Needless to say, a lot of people got up and left. But a few faithful ones stayed behind. One of the soldiers got up, he closed the door, and he locked it. Then all the soldiers put down their guns and explained they were Christians too. And they only wanted to worship with true believers. The people in the prayer group remained strong and courageous even in the face of imprisonment or death. Because they were forged in fire, this created an atmosphere of change.
Come on now.
Their attitude had been changed, and as a result, so did their situation.
Amen.
We can see a change in our life when we realize the fire is not to hurt us, but to mold us and to make us. When we band together like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, we become strong and can withstand anything.
Yeah.
A coast redwood tree is a huge tree. The tallest one right now is in California at 379 feet tall. And they can grow again after they have been cut. A coast redwood has a shallow root system that extends over 100 feet from the base, and it intertwines with the roots of other redwoods. This increases their stability during strong winds and floods. When we reach out and band together corporately like these trees, we can survive anything. And if we do get cut, we can grow back. My family has been going through a fire recently. My brother in 2013 was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. The surgeon said 90% of the people who have that, they don't survive. And he encouraged my brother, just go home and live out the rest of your life and enjoy what you can. But you know what? We called on our family to pray. Amen. We had a prayer group going and people began to pray, and we told him, you focus on the 10% that do survive.
All right.
He went through 37 rounds of radiation, 7 rounds of chemo, 3.5 to 4 hours each time. But you know what? He stayed faithful at his post of duty out on that parking lot watching out for our cars.
Yes.
He kept paying his tithes. He kept doing and going and continuing to trust God. His hair never even fell out while he was going through these treatments. He had surgery in December, and they got it all. The doctors were even amazed at how well he did. Now, that was 4 years ago. And then it happened. Over a week ago, he had a massive heart attack. The doctors put 5 stents in, but you know what? He's doing good.
Amen.
And you know, even though he is going through the fire now, God is still with him as he is going through this fire. And God is going to take him through, and we have to remember, God is going to take you through the fire that you're going through. Because we're all going through. Everyone here is going through some type of test.
Yeah.
But God is still God, and he will see you through. He will keep you. He will bless you. He will take you through. Just stay faithful unto him. Don't give up. Hold on to the unchanging hand of God, and he will take you through. He will see you through this fire that you're going through.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand. They knew it would be short. If you're going through a fire, I'd like for each and every one of us to come down. Everybody come down if you're going through a fire.
Amen.